This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. This hour we're going to talk about nuclear reactors. And we're going to talk about radiation. And with us this hour is Linda May, Occupational Safety Officer. She's got experience in the nuclear industry. Welcome, Linda May.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Very well. It's great to hear your voice. You know, Linda, you and I have been talking about our concerns both on the air and off the air about nuclear power. And you know, on our list today is to talk about notification to the public about events, talk about Three Mile Island, Indian Point, what happened at Fukushima, and children's health issues. But why don't we start with Three Mile Island. Now, back in March of 1979, reactor number two at Three Mile Island in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, had an accident. And some believe it was the worst accident in U.S. commercial nuclear power history. There was on a 7-point nuclear event scale, it was rated a 5 out of 7. And there were consequences to that. I remember being near that reactor when this accident happened. And I remember the television reports. It was okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's just steam. They're just venting steam. And the news reports just let the public know that it was okay. I mean, there was a lot of coverage, but there was never coverage that I remember seeing that said, you guys downwind, you are getting blasted with radiation. I don't remember anything like that. Do you have any recollection, Linda May, of that particular incident with the public being notified of how serious that accident was?
As a person who worked in the nuclear industry, I had a real solid memory of TMI. It was what was considered the worst at the time, and it was the first in the U.S. Of a nuclear accident of that nature. At that time, the U.S. did not have the experience it has now. A lot of the emergency planning and warning systems that we have in place now came out as a result of Three Mile Island and what occurred then. Notification at that point in time, and this was during the Carter administration, and I think one thing to note, and if somebody does research, they'll see pictures of President Carter visiting Three Mile Island during the incident, is he trained in the submarine business, so he was knowledgeable what was going on. They did not notify the people within the 10-mile radius or give the public adequate notification. I think now the NRC and emergency response plans do require that as solid policy and procedure, but back then it was not done, and it should have been done.
Well, I remember taping up the doors, the windows, sealing off any air leaks I could find, because I flat out didn't believe that there was no radioactive releases. I didn't believe it, although the radio, the television, the newspapers, all the media that I had access to did not indicate that there was a serious event. But I do remember, you know, learning in chemistry how dangerous radiation can be, and I wanted to make sure that we protected our family from it. And you know, Linda, I've said this on the air, and I don't want to bore our class, but I think it does bear repeating so that those who have not heard it will hear it. Downwind from Three Mile Island, there was a television news report in a neighborhood, and this man was in his front yard on camera, and he took out a dandelion leaf, and he held it stretched out, and it stretched from his fingertips to his shoulder. So we're talking about 3 feet long, a dandelion leaf, a common, you know, weed that people want to get out of their lawn. So the leaf was 3 feet long. And what he was saying was there was cancer in every family. Every family in this neighborhood, downwind from Three Mile Island, had cancer. And he blamed it on the nuclear accident from the 1979 event at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. So have you heard of a story like that?
You know, he's quite correct. There are issues with cancer in that, and I think, excuse me, that's been proven again and again with Chernobyl and Fukushima having the same issues. You know, moving, you know, to Chernobyl, which was a few years later, and as you said, then we warned people as the clouds from the Chernobyl accident moved across Europe and then the U.S. Remember, the public was warned on those days that the clouds moved overhead, your children are not to stay outside, and grade schools were warned to not let the kids outside. I remember very specifically, and I worked in the industry, saying, you know, kids, you're not going out for the next 3 days. The clouds are moving across the U.S. from the Chernobyl accident, and they were radioactive. And at the time, my brother, who was in the military, was flying Air Force One. And I remember calling Washington and saying, you know, don't let the kids play outside. His kids were the same age as mine. And he did not let his children outside for that reason, because the public was warned of the substantial amount of radiation that was moving through the clouds, and the weather was a concern, and the media, the national media, warned. NBC, CBS, and ABC warned the public about it. So it's quite appropriate to be concerned about things. And as when we talked about Brunswick and also Indian Point, my first question, as you recall when you talked to me, was, which way is the wind blowing? You know, because you don't want to be in the direction where the wind's blowing when you've got a nuclear plant that's in distress.
Linda, as we look across the United States, there are about 104 nuclear reactors, and pretty much most of us are downwind from reactors. It's really hard to escape being downwind from a nuclear reactor today. And even if we're not downwind from one of our United States nuclear reactors, we are downwind from reactors, you know, across the globe, because the way the weather moves, the radiation travels around the globe. It's as simple as that.
That's true. Very true.
So what happens in China can affect us. What happens in England can affect us. Spain, France, Japan. Well, we know that Japan can affect us. And I remember hearing people say and reading on the internet that, you know, Japan is so far away. You know, it'll never get here. Really? It's already here. It's been here for years.
Well, the issue with Japan, and this is very important, if anyone doesn't believe in the wind blowing, when Fukushima's incident went down, a clear example of downwind issues occurred because our men on the USS Ronald Reagan were downwind in participating in the evacuation and the tsunami And those sailors and soldiers who were on the USS Reagan and those who were flying now are suffering severe problems from the radiation exposures from Fukushima. So downwind is a very big issue, especially when Fukushima went down, and our U.S. military paid a high price due to that.
So, Linda, I'm looking at a map of the United States. It's Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center. I look at it a lot, several times during the broadcast and, you know, throughout the day. Even when I'm not on the air, I take a look at it. And I've seen RADCON 3, RADCON 4 alerts very, very often. What do you recommend that we do to protect ourselves? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I think you need to be aware of your surroundings. And if you live within the emergency response area of a nuclear power plant within the 10-mile radius and the additional 50-mile radius, listen and know what that emergency plan is for the area that the plant you're near. I'll give you an example with Brunswick's accident a week ago and their scram and fire and loss of coolant to their core. The issue is the NRC and emergency plans require that you have emergency radios and sirens if you are within 10 miles of a plant. Those radios are in homes, businesses, nursing homes. Every facility has one. And they are like an emergency weather radio, except they are tuned to the plant emergency frequency so the plant can give a notification. The sirens also go off, but in winter months or bad weather months, you could be outside and may not hear a siren depending on wind and weather conditions. So, you know, be aware of what's around you and have an emergency radio and tune in to what's going on. They have a responsibility to notify the public, and that's important.
Linda, I'm thinking about my case. You know, as a farmer, I'm outside a lot, and I don't have a radio with me. Okay, let's say I'm on the tractor, and you know, the sound of that roaring diesel engine. I've got earplugs, you know, earphones on to minimize that noise. I might not hear a siren. Okay. There are people, that's just me, but there are other people who are out there mowing their lawns. They might not hear the siren if they're mowing the lawns, you know, in lawn mowing season. There are other people who might not have the radio on. They might be in their house. They might not hear the siren. I'm very concerned about people being notified of an accident and how long does it take for that notification to appear. Let's talk about that when we come back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And we're talking about nuclear events. And, you know, this definition. I was looking up an accident. And an accident, according to Wikipedia, an accident is an undesirable, incidental, and unplanned event that could have been prevented had circumstances leading up to the accident been recognized. Okay, and then, so I'm thinking about these things that we call nuclear accidents, and I would have to put them in a category of nuclear plant failure. Am I correct or not correct, Linda May? Did I lose Linda? Linda?
I'm here.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard. I'm going to back you up a minute. As a person who works in nuclear safety and nuclear industry, one of the things we do in the nuclear industry right off the bat before you even begin operation is we have scenarios, worst-case scenarios, and the NRC comes in, and before you get your license, you war game your worst-case scenario of an accident. To give you an accident, example of a worst-case scenario, and trust me, these scenarios were devised over many discussions, you know, in various occupational whatever. What's your worst case, do you think? One of the scenarios, as I recall, back in the 80s when I was designing and doing this, was we'll have a fire, an explosion, we'll lose the grid, and oh, by the way, we'll do it in the middle of some great national event like the Super Bowl. Consequently, the very type of incident we're discussing is similar to what occurred at Brunswick. To give you an example, and that's not the worst, there was also a scenario devised similar to what went on in Fukushima. The U.S. has a policy with the NRC in it. We have all these scenarios. You game play and you role play, and you literally walk it through that the event has occurred. You are going toward a TMI event. And as the event unfolds and your plant is shutting down, you must make an emergency notification. You make that emergency notification to the NRC and to the various list of agencies, which you know, in the example of Brunswick, did every federal alphabet agency there was. They staff their emergency center, and at the same time, it's kind of like you do when a hurricane or a tornado is coming through, you activate the emergency response radio system for the 10-mile radius, and you do a public notification. You know, one of the things that's important in the NRC and everybody believes in, if you keep the public informed, you don't have panic. It's when you shut the public out and you literally blacken things and don't give the public information is when you have problems. Utilities find that it's best to be very upfront with the public. That way you have a good relationship. And one of the things that they, especially in the 10-mile radius, is that you get people notified, especially if you have elderly, disabled, people in various phases or whatever. Say somebody on the emergency radio in the house hears that they can go notify somebody out in the field. Hey, there's an emergency thing. We need to stand by our radio and do whatever. In today's environment, you may have cell phone alerts that may go out. You know, the industry may be on that verge where you can literally plug into your cell phone for an NRC alert if you live within 10 miles. And that's required. People don't hear sirens, especially in the winter with things closed up. It's the NRC requirement so that the public can take appropriate action and, you know, be prepared to move to a safe place.
You know, as you say this, I was thinking about back in the 1950s and 60s, when we were in elementary school, we were taught to duck and cover, and we had these drills if we were being attacked by the former Soviet Union during the Cold War, if there were, you know, an atomic event. You know, go out to the hallway or get under the desk, duck and cover. And there were even announcements on the radio and TV about, you know, what to do. I'm wondering, do we do that today? Do we have any announcements to tell people, okay, there's a cell phone app should you live near a reactor, what to do? Do we teach this anymore? I don't know. We'll talk about that. And how long does it take to begin signaling? If there's a nuclear event, we'll be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Cliff Linda May's with us, and I just posted Protect and Survive, a 1970s United Kingdom public infomercial on nuclear war protection. It's a YouTube video. You may want to take a look at that. It's at usaprepares.com, page number one. Linda, when I was in elementary school, I remember lots of practices where we'd go under our desks, we'd duck and cover, we'd go out in the halls, we would sit on the floor against the hallway walls, and we would cover our heads with our hands. We'd kind of, you know, bend over a little bit toward our head toward our knees. We would do that, and we'd practice that over and over again. And now that we have more nuclear reactors than ever before, we don't seem to teach this very much, as far as I can tell. And so my question now is, how long does it take to begin signaling a nuclear failure? How long does that process take?
When a nuclear power plant has an issue and they notify the NRC and all the agencies that we talked about before, and there was a long list of them that you'd given with the Brunswick plant, when they make that notification and they start staffing their emergency response center, they also should be initiating the emergency broadcast system. And as you know, the emergency broadcast system is most familiar with people for tornado, hurricane, or some type of storm disaster. But it's a broadcast system that's used even for the nuclear industry. In the case of, say, Brunswick or Indian Point, when they start staffing the emergency centers at the county, state, and federal level, and there are a number of them, when they make that notification, they also have to initiate the emergency broadcast system, which means the 10-mile radius, the sirens, and the radios. It's in the public law, the NRC laws. You staff and you notify. And even if you do a notification and say, stand by, we're still in the evaluation mode, you do the notification. To give you an example, and this is kind of, but it's not in the U.S., it's Fukushima. If you notice, soon after Fukushima's disaster went down, the military base, you know, one base in particular that I know of, my son was stationed there, they immediately, within 8 to 16 hours, started evacuating children, pregnant women, ill patients, and then they moved from there. And within 3 days, you had an evacuation of dependents and everything because of that. And this plant, or this base, was a good 100 miles from the disaster. But with the wind blowing the way it was in Japan and the situation the way it was, the U.S. chose to do an emergency evacuation and emergency notification, even if people are not living on the base who are U.S. citizens within Japan. That's an instance where the emergency system notification, they followed what the NRC says, but we did it in the case of Fukushima. You know, notification was done with Chernobyl, too, within the 10-mile and the 50-mile radius, although we're not sure what the government in Russia did. But that's the rule. When you notify your emergency staffing centers, you better notify the public.
Do you think that in the United States, if you care to answer this, that we are notified in time to take action, or do you think the delay in notification is too long? Not what the regulations say, but what actually happens.
Okay, what actually happens, because various plants are run by various utilities. Ameren runs one in Illinois. Commonwealth Edison runs in the Chicago area. You've got Duke Power on the East Coast. You've got nuclear industry in New York. So each utility is different. I think it depends on the politics of that utility and their safety ramifications and who's running it. In a lot of cases in the U.S., various utilities have chosen to turn their head or a blind eye to what the safety regulations are and basically try to ignore it. And I think in the case, and I'm going to be very specific, Duke Power has a news blackout. They've chosen to not tell the public what really has gone on, and their incident on Super Bowl Sunday was one of several in the past 2 years. Another example is Indian Point. Finally, the notifications reached the governor who said, look, you've got radiation leaking, and I want to know what's going on. So it depends on the utility. Some utilities are firm and will notify people right away. And I do know, you know, in the Midwest, we're prone to, well, we'll tell everybody, and then if it's a false alarm, we'll explain to the public. And that builds a good relationship with the public with trust. But when you've got utilities like Duke Power and the one at Indian Point, the public has a right to be outraged because they're being kept in the dark. And they want to know so they can take action. It's not that they hate each other. They just want full, transparent disclosure. If we need to leave the area because the wind's blowing the wrong way and you got a problem, tell us. And that's where the issue is. So it's not the U.S. totally ignoring the regs. It's various utilities turning their blind eye to it and saying, well, we're not going to tell anybody. We'll just ignore it.
And I have to wonder, when these decisions are made, who makes them? And let's talk about that in a second. But I have to feel that going into this decision is, well, are you kidding? Do you realize what this is going to do to our stock price? Do you realize how we're going to suffer financially as a result of the of what the stock market does to our, you know, our stock or our bondholders or, you know, those kind of financial relationships? I have a feeling that that plays a very significant role in the decision to whether to sound the alarm or not. Do you think that is true or not?
I will tell you, having been involved in those decisions and discussions, from a plant perspective, employees who are at the ground level, control room, safety officers, the plant, our attitude was notify the public, and we would be the first ones to literally, you know, even though we live close to the plant, we would notify our families. And I know I had a system in place that if there was a situation, I would make a call home and say to my kids, do you want to take a trip to Indianapolis? Mom will be late getting home, and I'd hang up. They knew, get in the car and drive. When the plant manager, and each nuclear power plant has a plant manager, the control room and the safety officer and the plant manager get together, and they're in the middle of this scram or the fire or the shutdown, decision is made immediately. You notify NRC. There's a red line hot phone, so to speak. Then, at the same time, your leaders within the utility are notified. There's the politics. Well, our stock prices, we've got a problem. And then you get what you call the public information officer install. Well, do we really need to tell them? And at the same time, then you've got your local emergency response manager or disaster person for that county who suddenly, you've notified your 10-mile people on the radio, who suddenly says, gee whiz, do I have to do this? Sunday, and we're in the middle of Super Bowl. And usually your emergency risk preparedness person for your county back in the 80s and 90s wasn't necessarily trained. So he relied on what the people in the control room and the utility were telling him. In today's world, they're trained, except in the case, as we know, of certain utilities where they may be a volunteer fireman who's been suddenly promoted because of politics into a position for retirement purposes of a deputy director for emergency planning for the county. And he sits there and says, well, why bother? We don't want to activate anything. But at the same time, you've got every state and federal agency, all of a sudden has staffed their emergency response center to decide, what are we going to do with these evacuated people? Do we open our shelters? And how soon do we do it? We've already got the 10-mile notification, and people are piling in their cars and moving. So politics do play a role. Stock places play a role. But the people at the ground level in the control room, and I can tell you as a safety manager at a nuclear power plant, my response was, we will do the notification. And we will do it quietly and calmly and follow procedure because we care about the safety and the health and the well-being of everyone within our community. It's the outsiders who came in and those people who are public information officers who don't like to tell the truth. And that's a problem in today's world. People want the truth. And you don't have to scare people. But if you give them an education of what has occurred and say we are working on it and the public has a trust in that utility to know that those people are doing the best they can, and I can tell you that the men and women now women. Back then, I know I was the only woman in charge of safety in the U.S. at a nuclear power plant. All of our people come out of the nuclear Navy. Those people are well-trained. I can tell you when an operator pulls a manual scram and he scrams a plant from 88% to 40% in 5 seconds, he's extremely good at what he does. And he knows he has the life of his community in his hands, and he's doing everything he can. I think that the emergency response system and the public utilities need to take a lesson in that and be honest to the public. And they're not doing that.
Linda, as I look at images on the Internet of our nuclear reactors, you know, some of them have been operating since the 70s, the 80s, and they're aging. And a lot of these structures are made out of metal and concrete. And I'm wondering what the useful life of these things is, and how do they become, you know, once they are past their useful, safe life, if there is such a thing as a safe life, how do we disassemble these things, and then what do we do with the radioactive pieces as we take them apart? Is, in your opinion, nuclear energy safe?
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take?
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, very serious topic today. Linda May's with us, and my question for Linda is nuclear energy safe? And here's where I'm going with this. I'm just going to list off the top 10 nuclear catastrophes. 1999, Japan, there was a level 4 when a group of unqualified workers decided to put in more highly enriched uranium in a precipitation tank than was permitted. Okay, and then there was a disaster. In 1983, there was a level 4 event in Argentina. Okay, in 1969, in Saint-Laurent, France, a level 4 catastrophe. In 1961, in the experimental power station in Idaho, the United States, there was an event. In 1987, there was a level 5 in Brazil. In 1979, of course, the Three Mile Island, they're calling it an accident. I would say, I think it was more like a failure. In Three Mile Island. In 1957, there was one in the United Kingdom, a level 5. In 1957, there was a level 6 event in Russia. In 2011, of course, Fukushima, that was a level 7. In 1986, in Chernobyl, Ukraine, level 7. So there are 10, and just 10 events, the top 10 nuclear disasters that we know of. So my question, Linda, do you think nuclear energy is safe?
I'm going to say, based on the United States, and you mentioned Idaho. Idaho has the Department of Energy experimental nuclear station there, and then PMI. In the United States, based on all of the rules, regulations, policies, procedures, and protocols, and the safety professionals, and the training which comes out of the Nuclear Navy and operation of our nuclear submarine service, we are safer in the U.S. than the rest of the world. And that is, I believe, because we are more stringent we do have a problem with aging facilities on what we're going to do in the regulations that address those issues. Some plants are safer than others that are aging. You know, and that's because of the utilities' attitude towards safety. You will get some utilities that are extremely stringent about safety, and you get others who turn a blind eye. Duke Power is one of them. You know, New York's got an issue that they're trying to, but the governor's holding their feet to the fire. You've also got California with Diablo and the people out there because of the earthquake issue. So I think that the U.S. has more stringent regulations and is safer, and the public can feel safer knowing that we've got some emergency notification. And I wanted to go back and stress to you that literally, in the event of TMI, when they declared their emergency and they had a change of shift at 6 in the morning and then at 6:56, their day shift, which had come on at 6 a.m., declared an emergency, and they did do a 10-mile notification, but they did a 10-mile notification of, we've got a problem, we're not sure where it's going. But I will give them credit. They did do the emergency response, and they notified the emergency broadcast system that there was an issue. They just didn't tell them that they had radiation leaking. So in some aspects, the public did get notified in the 79 incident. You know, and that's lessons learned and to be applied. I think in Russia and Japan, the nuclear industry has a long way to go to be safe. And right now, the public in Japan has a big issue.
Wow, out of time again. So, what we need to do is, class, in my opinion, is to find out where the nuclear reactors are that are near us. Okay? And, Linda, do you have a suggestion for how to find out where these reactor sites are? NRC.gov?
I would say NRC.gov is your best site for everything nuclear.
Okay. And NRC.gov, I'm looking at it right now. I'll put a link on the website right after this broadcast is over. Class, I want to thank you for being with us. Linda, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and information and waking us up to what could happen, what did happen, and we need to prepare for it.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.